My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When I took his glass of champagne and I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thefame.com. It is Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews here sitting in for Mr. Crenshaw on this Saturday morning, 22nd day of June. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you Garth Brooks fans and everybody else in Union City.
My father lives in Union City.
This is, okay. I have been waiting since the 7 o'clock hour. The first one you didn't have much, but the 2 o'clock hour, and we've done the good mornings. You have had this it's like reach for the connection with that particular place, and then you find it, and it's like the light bulb pops. And I've been enjoying that all morning long. I've been watching the light bulb go off there. So when you realize I said the city, poof, it went up, and then you're dead. So there you go.
A lot of car dealerships in Union City as well.
Really?
Yes.
That's okay. I'm sure there's a lot of places. Okay, but
yeah. Usually, where there's one, there's a bunch. They usually are all together in bunches.
Okay.
You know, they want to avoid monopolies and whatnot.
I never heard that before like that. But I, you know, listen, it's a perspective. I never thought about that before. Again, that is Dylan. He is in for Sam. Been in all morning long. How you been enjoying this morning so far, man?
I have had the best time ever. So I have fun doing my show. Monday through Friday.
Yeah,
have
tell
fun.
Everybody where we can hear you.
Monday through Friday, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., the hometown take with your boy Dylan Matthews, and then I'm the executive producer of the morning shift that's on right after me from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then about two times a month, I do a extended version of the hometown take, a longer version of my show. So a couple of Sundays ago, I was on from 2 to 5, but I'm usually solo, Greg. I've done shows with a co-host twice before this morning, and I absolutely love having a co-host, love bouncing ideas and just having conversations with somebody else. And last time I had a show with a co-host, it was Bo Johnson, who I don't get to work with that often, and obviously I don't get to work with you that often either. So not only having a co-host, but being able to just connect and chop it up and have long conversations with somebody I don't usually get to interact with that often, it's been amazing.
But when you worked with Bo or the others, did you learn as much as you learned this morning?
Absolutely not. No shot.
For those of you just tuning in, Dylan learned about the 7 dirty words you can't say on television from George Carlin. He learned about George Carlin. He ain't know nothing about George Carlin, for one. So there's been that's the one that stood out to me. There's been a number of things where you go, I don't know nothing about that. But that's the one that's – because it was such a part of a number of people's – This is the other thing. He didn't know that people put albums out, comedy albums.
Had no clue. I just thought they did like stand-up specials every
and
now and again.
And YouTube. See, this is when the show, yeah,
did it on YouTube, as you said. I had no idea that you could buy a vinyl comedy record that you could play on a record player. Like that. That amazes me. I didn't know people sat down and played the vinyl comedy records.
See, now I'm wondering, Dylan, did you watch any of the VH1 specials, the I Love the Decade specials?
Maybe I've seen bits and pieces
but not really. Where your educational gap is coming from in pop culture. You did yourself a disservice, sir.
Tell him.
I love the 70s, 80s, and 90s was a gem. It teaches you stuff like this, like scratch and sniff stickers in the 70s. Why would you need to know that? I don't know, but it's good information to have. They had very nice scratch and sniff stickers that they slapped on their travel keepers.
Scratch and sniff made a comeback like in the early 2000s, because I remember getting some scratch and sniff sometimes. I remember enjoying those too.
Y'all know there's a Blockbuster still around?
Where?
There's one.
I used to love
there's
going to Blockbuster.
There's one Blockbuster.
Yeah, in Oregon.
Really?
My question is, where are they going to buy the, how are they selling them first? That's the question. Is it VHS? Is it DVDs?
I'm sure it's DVDs.
It has to be DVDs.
I'm sitting here having a conversation with you about playing records, okay? So I'm not putting nothing out of the realm of possibility. But either way, there's got to be a dude up there printing money who's doing nothing but making DVD players for those folks in Oregon who can still get Blockbuster stuff.
I know, right?
My mom, oddly enough, she still has a DVD player plus VHS tape device. So you can play VHS tapes and DVDs all in one.
There's some stuff that I wish I could just convert, but I can't give it to nobody else to transfer because I don't want them seeing what's on there. I think we all got that. There's some stuff we'd like to get off VHS or DVD, but nope, can't drop that off at the store. Dylan is in, like I said, for Mr. Crenshaw. We're getting ready for Atlanta United versus St. Louis. And as always, before their matches, we hear from Jason Longshore. So he is going to be joining us coming up at 9:20. Did you have any interest before it started in the NHL finals?
I did not. But now I have all the interest in the world.
Why is that?
Because whenever you hear about a series going 3-0, you think, okay, it's over. And in any sport, even though there have been some sports where a team has come back from 3-0. But in any sport where you hear the team's down 3-0, you're like, okay, thanks for letting me know. I do not have to pay attention to that anymore.
Did you feel that way about the NBA?
Yes, I did.
You're a basketball fan. You gave up after
I knew it was over. No. I knew Dallas wasn't coming back.
That's not the point. You still watch, though, right? Because you're a basketball
fan. Here and there, I did. But
I mean, you just didn't make an appointment watching to watch game four and Dallas came back.
Correct.
And you didn't care. You kind of dipped in and out of game six.
I'll tell you this. I didn't watch a lick of game four. Didn't watch a lick. Didn't watch a lick of game four. I lost interest. I knew it was over.
Yeah, but my man, you're a broadcaster. You're in media.
I know, but
are you going to just make up conversations about how
they lost?
And they got swept?
I'll be honest, and I'll let you know. I knew it was over. I didn't watch a lick of game four. I saw the Mavs blew them out. I can at least tell you. I see that they shot well. Good for them. They're probably going to lose in five though, and that's what they did.
All right.
So I just keep it real.
Okay.
But with this though, with the Stanley Cup Finals going on right now, I don't see how you cannot be interested. It's kind of like when a couple of years back, me being a basketball fan, actually it was last year when, was it Miami that was down 3-0 to Boston? And Miami.
So you're talking about Florida. It's this team.
No, I'm talking about NBA.
Oh, okay.
Last year, NBA. It was Heat and Celtics. I believe it was either round one or round two. I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyways, Miami was down 3-0 to Boston. They pushed it all the way to game seven, but they lost in game seven. And, you know, you kept getting interest all the way up until that game. And I still had a little bit more interest in that series. But for NHL and in a sport where I keep up with a fair amount, but again, my mind's more so on basketball, football, baseball. But with this now, it's like, okay, this is first, it's great for any sport when this happens, but this is really great for the game of hockey, because I just feel like you usually don't get this in a sport like the NBA or a sport like the NHL. Once a team goes up 3-0, you know the writing's on the wall. And you usually don't even get it pushed to a game seven.
If I'm hearing you correctly, you care about this for one reason, is the fact that these guys have made it to a game seven.
Correct.
Okay. All right. How do you feel about, and I remember you earlier saying that you got into basketball because of Kobe.
Correct.
All right. My question is this. Are you a fan, and will you gravitate toward a sport when you have heard and what you see is the equivalent of an all-time great at the beginning of their career? In other words, when you saw Kobe early on, you knew he was going to be talked about the way he is now. Unfortunately, you know,
right,
him not being here. But the player he became and the presence he became in the NBA, you knew that was around the corner.
Yes.
You could detect greatness.
Yes.
All right. Having said that, and you've seen this in other sports, you saw that young player and you went, that dude is going to be great. Or she's going to be great.
Right.
People who saw Serena early on. That's a player that's going on right now in the NHL. And you glossed over it. I mean, that's fine because you don't follow the sport. But the reason I picked Edmonton early on, and I've been catching it from everybody because they're all Florida, and Florida should have won this thing. But I picked Edmonton early on because I wasn't around when Gretzky landed in 1980 or whenever the year was, 79, 80 with Edmonton, and became who he became and then took the sport out of Canada to Los Angeles. I'm seeing that now with McDavid. I didn't see it with Mario Lemieux. I didn't see it with Brett Hull. I didn't see it with some of the other great players. I thought I saw a little bit here with Patrick Kane when he came up and he with the Blackhawks and all
right.
that. But you're seeing generational type greatness, I believe, and from people who follow hockey a lot more than me, have said he's made some moves in this finals that are just they're jaw dropping, they're Ja Morant like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, so that's why I like, that's why I'm kind of connected with this series, and this makes it even better that there's a game seven.
And can I ask you this, just real quick? Who now has more pressure on them going into Game 7? Is it Edmonton?
It's
because
Florida. No, it's Florida. Florida.
Okay.
Because they're home, and they've let them come back.
Okay.
So it's all on the Panthers.
I didn't know if you were more on the side of Edmonton's made it this far now. There's more pressure on them for them to complete this comeback, or if it is Florida just
well,
because
they I don't care because, like a lot of us here, when we get to Game 7, we just sit back, get your popcorn, and enjoy what happens. That's the thing about sports. There's no script. And you don't know how long it's going to go.
Right.
And it could go to 00. And none of this, and it, when it becomes, when it's the NBA, and when it's the, when it's Major League Baseball, it's the World Series, it's about that pitcher. When it's the NHL, it's about that goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that Florida has more than any other team is a great goalie, but they all have this phrase attached to them. Who's going to show up tonight, the good Bob or the bad Bob? So anyway, it's game seven, and you're right. But Connor McDavid is that dude. He's that player. And I'm not going to follow Edmonton on a regular basis, but when I hear his name mentioned, I know there's something magical attached to him. He did something. Right? So there you go. All right, we're going to talk Atlanta United. We hope that we get another player that is magical. Haven't seen that player since, well, you got Giakoumakis, and then you got Joseph Martinez.
Almada has magical moments. Thiago Almada.
Well, we're going to talk to Jason about that. And let them get through this present, I don't say slump, but situation that they're going through. Jason Longshore is going to join us next. Atlanta United, St. Louis, later on today. We're going to talk about that next. Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Kick it!
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews this morning. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Even though Sam ain't here, I'm speaking for him. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 until 10. You hear that music, you know we're going to be talking to Jason Longshore. He is in a city that I have been to before. I don't know how to describe it other than to say it's old. It is one of the oldest cities. And I'm not talking like, you know, Boston and those places up and down, you know, where the pilgrims landed. I'm saying for being where it is, it has got a certain sort of feel to it. Plus, it's muggy. Mm. Off the Mississippi River, man. But it, and then there are parts of it that are magical. So I just don't know how to just describe St. Louis, but that is where Jason Longshore is. He's with Atlanta United. Jason, have you spent any time in St. Louis before?
Have, but I'm not there yet. I'm actually still in Atlanta because I am flying to St. Louis here in about an hour and a half, okay. And we'll be there for the game tonight.
Okay, but you don't have any thoughts? I was trying to explain what that city is like.
It's been a while since I've been there. I've been to a soccer coaches convention there a while back, and it was in January, and it was before this season's game in Toronto. It was the coldest temperatures I've ever been in. I think that's the thing that has always jumped out to me about St. Louis is it will get very, very cold in wintertime, but then it's going to be very, very hot in the summer.
Oh, it's muggy hot, man. You get that sticky stuff coming off the Mississippi River. Oh, forget about it. Anyway, Jason, I get to say something to you for the first time this entire season, and I get to say it. I'm glad that Sam isn't saying it. I get to say it. Today, the coach of Atlanta United is going for back-to-back victories. Haven't had a chance to say that to you, and we hope it happens. But this, of course, being Rob Valentino's chance to do it. But still, that's an uptick, buddy.
Yeah, look, we've talked about it for a long time now. It's felt like it's been right there, and it's just been the little things in these matches that have caused Atlanta United's record to be what it is. You know, it's been some challenges with injuries and all the different things that we've talked about, but ultimately it comes down to moments in game. And the moment from Thiago Almada in D.C. was just absolute sheer brilliance. It's something that there's very few players in the world who have that ability to make that happen. And then the reason why that can decide the game is your back line and your goalkeeper. Brad Kazan made just a ridiculous save at the end of that match. Your back line kept a clean sheet. Three of your five players that were on the back line on Wednesday night all came up through your academy and are homegrowns. So it was a complete performance, but then you had the moments on top of it to get that result. You're going to need that kind of thing again tonight. St. Louis, they make life difficult for you. They're a team that doesn't really want much of the ball. They're going to try to give you the ball and then turn it over and get kind of cheap opportunities, get quick 2v1s. That's what they look for, and you've got to be very careful with the ball and how you handle things.
This is Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Jason, get ready to get on the flight. Get up to St. Louis, Atlanta United versus St. Louis. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we've got the pre-kick for you at 7:30. Kick at 8:30.
Jason, you talked about Thiago Almada creating that great moment in the 79th minute of last match against D.C. to secure that 1-0 victory. He is out due to yellow card accumulation for this match. Obviously, Yorgos Giakoumakis is gone now after being transferred to Cruz Azul. Who is going to be that guy? And I know you talked about Brad Guzan and the back line doing what they needed to do to help create that moment for Thiago Almada. But who is going to be the guy today that fans need to look out for to create that moment, to create that, I don't want to say Thiago Almada moment, but to create that moment to where you get the goal in the back, you get the ball in the back of the net. Who is going to be the guy that the Five Stripes will look to create that moment tonight?
It's a good question, and I think it's kind of twofold, because you've got to replace Thiago Almada, and how you do that might not be the person that you're asking to step up in the situation. You might go a little bit different direction. And this is going to be an interesting one for Rob Valentino, because no team has a replacement for a guy like Thiago Almada. You don't have that guy sitting on the bench that can do the things that Thiago Almada does. So you're not going to be able to replace him like for like. The closest like for like you have is Nick Firmino, who is capable of spectacular moments. He's got that in him, but he's still breaking into the first team in this league. I think it could be somebody like Jay Fortune coming off the bench tonight to play in that midfield, but then the spectacular moments, those 1v1s, you got to look at somebody like Shonda Silva. Shonda has scored in two of his last three games. He has been kind of up and down this season, and it was the same thing last season when he joined last summer. When he is on, he is as talented in a 1v1 situation as anybody you'll find coming off of the wing or playing centrally like he did in D.C. But the times when he's not on, he works hard, but he's not giving you anything on the ball. So you need that really good performance from Shonda Silva tonight. And look, if you're not getting that, you're going to have to manufacture some things. It might be Caleb Wiley making runs forward from the left. It might be Brooks Lennon from the right. I think Daniel Rios and Jamal Tiare are both two very good, hardworking forwards who can be counted on in important moments. We've seen Rios get on the back of the net here lately. We saw Tiare on a heater earlier this season. It's a lot of different players in a night like this one where you don't have Almada and that singular brilliance. You're going to need a few different guys to step up to replace him.
Jason, has anything changed as far as schematically, as far as game planning goes, with Rob Valentino now being in, at least for right now, in the interim status? Or has it kind of been like last time he filled in as an interim and he just kind of injected life and injected a new energy into the squad? So has he changed anything schematically, or has he just been able to find a way to get more out of his players since he stepped in into the head coach department?
I think Rob Valentino's done a great job in managing the players in the group. I think being on the staff previously and having really strong relationships with the roster, he knows what buttons to push. I mean, you guys know in sports, I think the old adage was, you know, we treat everybody the same. That's not how it works anymore. You got to know, like, which guys might need to be yelled at, which guys might need to have that arm put around the shoulder. It's different for different players. And Rob Valentino has clued into that, how to treat these guys. And again, what buttons to push to get the best out of them. Tactically, I mean, you haven't had a lot of time to really make any dramatic changes. And
right.
To be perfectly honest, tactics weren't the problem. And it's one of those things, and I've talked about it a ton with Gonzalo Pineda's time. He had a lot of bad luck go against him. He had a lot of injuries. He had a lot of things go against him. I know the easy thing from the outside to yell about tactics, but nothing has dramatically shifted. I think you've had to shift some things due to personnel right now, and you're probably going to have to do that again tonight. You know, we saw three center backs down in Miami, and it worked well. We saw it against Charlotte. It didn't work well. We saw it in D.C. It worked well. So that's something we had seen previously. It's about a little bit of just being on notice. You know, when a manager loses their job, the new coach bounce is a cliche that always comes up. The reason for that to me is it becomes then readily apparent that jobs are on the line. And I said it going into that decision after the Charlotte game, you know, Gonzalo Pineda didn't get the performances from players that he needed to keep his job. So now you're getting performances from players that not just in that, oh, wow, somebody lost their job. It's, well, somebody else has got to be next if the performances don't change and the results don't change. So I don't think it's about tactics. I think you're going to see over a long period of time some evolution in the way the team plays. But in the short term, it's about being on notice, and it's time to turn this around. And if players and people want to stay here in the future, you got to perform. And you got that kind of a performance in D.C.
It's Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. He's on the call with Mike Conte. Atlanta United at St. Louis, pre-kick at 7:30, kick at 8:30. Tell us about the St. Louis team.
It's a team that is kind of like the New York Red Bulls from about 5 years ago. They are a team that does not want the ball. They will play long. They will try to then either win the second ball or play a press and try to turn you over in your own half. They don't create chances from those individual qualities on the ball and build up play. It's about turning you over in a bad spot and having a 2v1 go into goal quickly. So if you're Atlanta United, you got to be ready for that fight tonight. It's a different kind of game. DC was direct, but they do things a little bit differently. St. Louis, every time you have the ball at your feet, you have to be ready for somebody to step to you defensively, and it might be two guys stepping to you defensively. So you've got to be very smart with the ball. If that means at times giving St. Louis the ball and saying, hey, you guys aren't comfortable playing with the ball at your feet, let's flip the table on you and see how you handle it. I think you're going to see some of that at times tonight. It might not be the most rhythmic game. There might not be a ton of long strings of possession from either team, but if you're Atlanta United, to me it's about field position. You want the game played in St. Louis's defensive half. And if that means you got to be a little more direct to get there and try to pin them in, I think that's the way to go. So a couple of individual talents in Edward Leuven and Joel Klaus up top, Leuven in the midfield. Roman Berkey in goal is one of the top goalkeepers in the league. But St. Louis, it's about the collective and it's about the way that they play. And they had a good first season. I think they've been found out a little bit this year, but their backs are against the wall, just like Atlanta's were a few weeks ago, you know, and Atlanta's probably still are, to be perfectly honest. Two teams that really need 3 points tonight. So I'm expecting a fighting kind of a night, maybe not the prettiest of nights on the field.
Jason, I do wonder, this is going to be the Five Stripes' first time ever playing in City Park Stadium, second time ever, I believe, just playing St. Louis, but first time playing in St. Louis. Is it going to be a factor at all of them never playing on that pitch before, never playing in that stadium before? Is that a factor at all, or is that not really the case?
No, it's not a factor. It's the first time against St. Louis City. They played the old St. Louis FC in the Open Cup in 2019 in their run to the title. But it's more, not really the stadium itself, but it's just a tough place to go in and play. It's one of the great new stadiums in the country. Fan base is incredible. It's going to be loud. It's going to be intense. You got to take the sting out of that a little bit. And I've always felt like this team over the years has played better in these kinds of environments where it just gets your energy up. When you play in stadiums and against some teams that, look, their fans aren't the most energized. It's kind of flat, and it's tough to get up for those games. This kind of game, you're up for, because those fans are going to be on top of you. They're going to be screaming their heads off, and you've got to shut them up. And I think you do that by flipping the table on St. Louis and making them try to play with the ball.
Hey, speaking of shutting some people up, what's up with Argentina popping off about Mercedes-Benz Stadium turf?
I did not see massive issues watching the game live in the building.
Yeah.
Going back and studying it a little bit, yeah, there were a few spots. There was a couple passes on the ground that was a little bumpy. It's a process. And look, if you come from other countries where soccer is in, not in a different position in terms of importance, but just the number one thing. Like if you go play in Buenos Aires at Boca Juniors or River Plate Stadium, it's a soccer stadium. That's all they do.
Right.
Mercedes-Benz is not that. Mercedes-Benz is an entertainment venue that had the Rolling Stones recently, has had Atlanta United, has the Falcons. You have to have a surface that is flexible. That's why it is an artificial surface. The process now is to learn how to make that feel better every time as you get ready for the World Cup, which is a whole different setup.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask. Are they going to use what the turf that Atlanta United uses, artificial, or are they going to stick grass in there?
It's grass. It's got to be grass for the World Cup, but it's a whole different setup. You're talking about months and months of preparation, not a few days. Now, from talking to people at the stadium, this again, it's a process. You can't replicate what that grass looks like. There's no venue to like model this.
Right.
So you're learning every time around, and you want to make it better every time around. We'll see how it plays for Thursday when the U.S. men's national team is in there against Panama.
All right, Jason, listen, man, I appreciate it as always. You have a safe flight up there, and just get a win. Get another win up there for us. As Sam would say, Sam would always end with, get us a victory up there.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go get some toasted ravioli now. See ya.
Thanks. You got toasted ravioli. That don't sound too bad.
I'm about to say, that sounds actually pretty good.
That sounds pretty good. Anyway, there you go. Atlanta United once again at St. Louis. Pre-kick at 7:30, kick at 8:30. We got John Franke coming up top of the hour. We're going to turn things over to him. We got some unfinished business to take care of. I want to thank everybody for letting us be a part of this morning, but thank you, Dylan, again, and Noel, for stepping up the games today with Mr. Crenshaw being out. I've had a blast, but we're not done yet. Sam and Greg with Dylan, Sports Radio 9. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews this morning. In for Mr. Crenshaw. He'll be back with us tomorrow from 6 until 10. He's on assignment this morning. You almost made it, man. We're almost there at the finish line.
Home stretch. Yeah, this is the easy part.
It's been fun today, huh?
I've been having so much fun. Again, I cannot thank you and Noel enough. And our fearless leader, Mike Conte, as well, for allowing me to hang out with you this morning.
Conte's getting ready to get on a flight there. We'll bring you back.
I'll be happy to be back.
I just saw the picture that Terrell sent us of Selah and him out. Well, this is of Selah at the game last night. And Noelle, when she came on earlier, was talking about the outfit she had. She wasn't rocking any team play, no pictures. It was all orange WNBA.
That's right.
She looked like a reporter last night.
She did. That's a nice T-shirt, by the way, too. Just a quick shout out to the WNBA. Their hoodie that they, I think, put out a couple of years ago with just the WNBA logo, the orange with the white logo.
Right.
That's a nice hoodie. That shirt that Selah had on was nice, too. So WNBA got some nice merch.
I don't know. I've not received any yet. I'm hoping to. I can't ask for any, but yeah. I'm hoping to see their line of wear.
Yes. Line of swag.
Yeah, there you go. Noel, I know when you have a second, you just come on here. Did we get a chance to post that picture of Selah?
Not as of yet. I'm working on it.
Okay.
It'll be up by the time we get off the air.
Yeah. So what'd you think of our boy Dylan today?
Oh, Dylan was great. Yeah, I already knew we was going to have a good time with Dylan. As soon as you said that's what we was rocking with today, I was like, okay, great. No worries.
That's my West Georgia Wednesday homie right there.
See, that's you guys drinking from the same water fountain. That's what's going on there. And then you and Sam is the teacher.
That's right.
All West Georgia.
Sam's OG.
When were you there?
I was there from 2018 to 2022.
And how much different was it from when Noel was there? Or nope. You were the same? Were y'all the same crossover? Or what?
Yeah, where were you there, Noel?
That's quite a long journey. So,
you don't have to say if you don't want to.
We were there. No, because I have no problem with it. 2008 was when I started.
Okay.
So,
I didn't finish. College
I was the
either,
beginning
so
of all the nice stuff that Dylan had. Like when I got there, they had just built the road to the stadium. And the Coliseum had just opened and a couple other things. Like, we didn't have two dining halls when I was there. I came back. I was like, what is an East Commons? What is – I don't know what that is. So, yeah, I kind of got to experience both of it. I got to experience becoming West Georgia, the best West Georgia Wolves, because we used to be the West Georgia Braves,
mm-hmm.
all the way to all the new fancy things they have now. They fancy up there now.
All the way up to us being D1 now.
Yeah, we D1 now. We fancy now.
Get ready for
mm-hmm.
that. Huh?
I'm hoping to see a team full of Trey shoes on the court.
You can't tell us
send them
nothing.
Adidas.
Oh, listen to you.
Can't tell us nothing, Greg.
Got the Adidas contract.
Mm-hmm.
Ow!
That's right.
So you guys are going to be everybody's homecoming match.
Why you had to put it like that?
I can't wait. Oh, no. I can't wait to get our teeth kicked in by UGA. I'm going to be front and center.
He gave me that snarl. You know, he gave me that side. I just had to remind him. Your first year.
I'm excited. I can't wait to get our teeth kicked in by UGA. Sign me up. I'm going to be the first one there.
Why is it that you can't wait to get your teeth kicked in, as you put it?
Sign me up. Hey, that's going to be a big game. It's going to be our first little taste of D1. Now, we know exactly that, too.
But you know what? It also is going to bring, while we are probably going to get our teeth kicked in, it also brings exposure, which is the important thing to the university elevating in actuality.
You guys missed the biggest thing. It is a sense of pride that you will have.
Yeah.
Win or lose, which is going to be a loss, you are there on the big stage.
Yeah.
Finally. So that's what you got.
The
visibility. I can even see that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be proud because of Sam and now you two want to watch it. And at halftime, when they're up by double digits, I'll go get something to eat and come back.
Look, I knew the D1 announcement was huge when they got L. Duncan to do the forward. I was like, how y'all get a hold of L? We need a picture of her in the media department at this point.
We do.
She's from downstairs.
We know.
You know, she's
shout out.
Yeah, downstairs and then round the corner and when she started.
And now she's the face of the W right now, media wise.
Here in town?
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan and
Ryan.
Oh,
yep.
That's right.
Another West Georgia.
Two laughs, dudes. Shout out to Ryan.
I think it's safe to say that West Georgia produces some of the best broadcasters out there.
I mean, how can you argue with that? Ryan Cameron is a legend in this city. Elm Duncan has become the media face of the WNBA. I mean,
Sam Crenshaw, and then look
Sam
at us.
Sam Crenshaw. And we just following right behind.
We're just right behind them.
Little Sam Crenshaw disciples.
If West Georgia can become the Central Michigan of broadcasting schools.
Yeah, man.
That's because they're the cornerstone. They're considered the cornerstone.
Yeah.
But if you guys can take that over, God bless you.
We're working on it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Working hard, diligently.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've been
shout out to Sean and Michael out there.
Yeah, listen, you know, I played that Cyndi Lauper. We came back with that. Cyndi announced that she's going to shut it down this year. Cyndi Lauper is going to
retire.
Are
we doing a farewell tour, though?
She's finishing the tour. After this tour, she is going to enjoy retirement.
As she should.
And she's too hard out there for her, but you know she's got that other. She's got a medical situation. In fact, she does commercials for it. I can't remember what it is, but she's got a situation. But here's my question to you two, and obviously it's sports related. But what was the first time you saw Cyndi Lauper? You can remember seeing Cyndi Lauper because when I was introduced to her, I was baffled.
WWE. But,
well, I want to see what Dylan, because again, this is a 28-year-old. I want to get his perspective because you know,
was she in a movie?
She might have been, but that's so you actually are reaching. It's not the music that got you with Cyndi first. It was
something else. The first time I was exposed to her was this song,
okay.
But like physically seeing her, I think I saw her in a movie. I can't remember which one, but
okay.
I'm,
no, she's done a number of projects. What happened for me was when she popped in the 80s and she was putting her videos out, I had no idea who Captain Lou Albano was. I had no idea. I barely knew who Hulk Hogan was because I didn't follow wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
But she had those in her videos, and that was her. That was her world. And she introduced Captain Lou Albano. It's sort of like what Taylor Swift did for her fans, going, "Who's this dude, Travis Kelce?"
And they thought that
Taylor Swift had boosted Travis
right.
without knowing. I didn't know who Lou Albano was. But he, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, you knew who he was. And I barely knew who Hulk Hogan was. I really did. So that's where I was first introduced. And, of course, it was all about the videos back then. Everybody was popping with videos, and she was being introduced, and she looked different than everybody else. You know, yeah. And I would rather have heard her then talk than sing. I could listen to Cyndi Lauper talk all day long with that accent of hers.
She should have had a podcast back
she's
then, huh?
Just, I mean, it came like it, and she's out.
Yeah, she does have this particular high-pitched kind of.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty good.
Her talking about when she did the We Are the World.
Yeah.
And Quincy came up and said, make this annoying. I didn't know. I'm not trying to make fun of her. She's got a very unique voice, and I could listen to her all day long. So anyway, she's shutting it down, but it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Cyndi Lauper. You guys, your thoughts on what we had last night in the city and when the next time we're going to see that here, meaning a big match that moves the needle, whether it's baseball or any other sport.
I got one for you. Easy enough. Next one is going to be, well, the very next one, because Caitlin is coming back
Atlanta. In August.
So there's that one. But the one besides that has to be when the Chiefs are here.
Yeah.
Patty Mahomes, Sunday Night Football on the big stage.
Now, what's the date of that one?
Oh, I have to look up
versus,
the date.
Versus Caitlin when she comes back.
Versus
that's
Caitlin.
August 26th.
Okay.
Yes.
So it'll be after that.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that'll be the next big thing where we have another big event, because I think we'll get the same type of turnout that we got this first time around last night.
I think we're being somewhat short-sighted, and tell me if when we think about it, I'm probably right. Everybody on one side of the fence was paying attention to Caitlin, but that soccer match brought all manner and thousands of people to Mercedes-Benz who actually probably trumped twice the amount of people that came out to State Farm for this.
The You're people right. that went up to Kennesaw State just to see them drive through.
Yeah, that was that match brought.
That was insanity.
And the parking started on Friday because I was down here and I was in Castleberry. Went over to Off the Hook. Carl and Maurice and all the boys out there, shout out to them. But I was over at Off the Hook, and the parking around that area had already started.
And let's think about this. If that was the turnout for Copa America, which is, don't get me wrong, huge in its own respect. But when we start talking about the World Cup,
yeah. Right.
Can we think about how crazy it's going to be here for that?
Because it was looking like the Super Bowl this week. That's I mean, they went outside saying. Of the Westin like
yes.
it was
yes.
like the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm sure there was somebody with a drone who took a picture over the area between State Farm and Mercedes-Benz last night. That's the picture I want to see. That's the one. So, whew. Listen, there's some shout-outs that need to go out here, and let's take a second, and I'm just doing this off the fly, and you guys jump in. Atlanta Police Department, everybody connected with law enforcement that had to deal with all of that last night. Who else am I missing out? The bus drivers.
All the LAZ parking people who have to officiate that and, you know, get people in and out of parking, and, man,
Mercedes-Benz and State Farm employees.
Yes.
Staff. See, you came in through the back door, right? You came in through the media entrance, Noelle, so you didn't see all that outside, out front stuff.
Right, yeah. I missed all the gathering up front, which I really wanted to see because I know it was thick out there. I know it was like, had to feel like going to a playoff game. I mean, that thing was packed, y'all, out.
Literally two big events. And I think that we're selling it short and what was going on in Mercedes-Benz. Everybody was focusing on Caitlin and what's going on with the WNBA.
Right.
And that was the opening act
for
what was going on in Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, and it's crazy because we saw this last summer musically with Janet Jackson and Taylor Swift having to butt up against each other.
That's a vision. Yeah. Hang on a second. Let's let that one sit for a second. Okay, go ahead. Well, you said it.
I mean...
You said it, I didn't say it.
But they were both in those two venues at the same time, and it was wild to see how packed the trains were. But it was great to see how efficient it all turned out to be.
Mercedes-Benz, Music Midtown is not going to happen this year. So who's coming to town that's going to move the needle, entertainment-wise?
Drake already came here. Otherwise, you know, your boy would say Drake. I'm a big Drake fan, if you haven't caught on by now.
Yeah, Drake already came.
Drake already came here. Who's coming again? I have to think. I know Gunn already came here. Who else is big that's going to come through? I have to look. I'm not sure who else.
Megan's already came through.
Megan's already came through.
I mean, I'm going to see Janet in a month.
I think even if you go to the countryside, I think Kenny Chesney had a show here.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney did have a show.
Let me just help y'all out.
Help.
For purposes of our show, for Sam and Greg, the next biggest event coming to this city is in just a few weeks, and we will be front and center as Sam and I once again do our inaugural Peachtree Road Race broadcast from right downstairs at Colony Square.
Well, all right.
And that is the biggest, was it 10K in the country, 5K, 10K, and a long race anyway. We have it for you right here. It's the biggest thing, and it is the event of the summer here in Atlanta.
That's going to be a fun remote.
So Sam and I are always broadcasting, so we will see those of you. Chesley come down. He'll be up there on whatever they call it. Was it Hamburger Hill or something like that? Heart Attack Hill.
Our very own Abe Gordon will run by you.
He'll be running by. We saw Abe last year. We might have an in-race correspondent, so looking forward to that. Anyway, listen, Dylan.
We should mic him up like we do the NBA players.
We got to mic somebody up.
That would be funny. We need to find a way to mic up. Me to hang out with you this morning.
He's getting ready to get on a flight there. We'll bring you back.
I'll be happy to be back.
I just saw the picture that Terrell sent us of Selah and him out. Well, this is of Selah at the game last night. And Noelle, when she came on earlier, was talking about the outfit she had. She wasn't rocking any team play. You know, no pictures. It was all orange WNBA.
That's right.
She looked like a reporter last night.
She did. That's a nice T-shirt, by the way, too. Just a quick shout out to the WNBA. Their hoodie that they, I think, put out a couple of years ago with just the WNBA logo, the orange with the white logo.
Right.
That's a nice hoodie. That shirt that Selah had on was nice, too. So WNBA got some nice merch.
I don't know. I've not received any yet. I'm hoping to. I can't ask for any, but yeah. I'm hoping to see their line of wear.
Yes. Line of swag.
Yeah, there you go. Noel, I know when you have a second, you just come on here. Did we get a chance to post that picture of Selah?
Not as of yet. I'm working on it.
Okay.
It'll be up by the time we get off the air.
Yeah. So what'd you think of our boy Dylan today?
Oh, Dylan was great. Yeah, I already knew we was going to have a good time with Dylan. As soon as you said that's what we was rocking with today, I was like, okay, great. No worries.
That's my West Georgia Wednesday homie right there.
See, that's you guys drinking from the same water fountain. That's what's going on there. And then you and Sam is the teacher. That's
right. Man.
All West Georgia.
Sam's OG.
When were you there?
I was there from 2018 to 2022.
And how much different was it from when Noel was there? Or you were the same? Were y'all the same crossover or what?
Yeah, where were you there, Noel?
That's quite a long journey. So,
you don't have to say if you don't want to.
We were there no, because I have no problem with it. 2008 was when I started.
Okay.
So,
I didn't finish college.
I was the beginning of all the nice stuff that Dylan had. Like, when I got there, they had just built the road to the stadium. And the Coliseum had just opened and a couple other things. Like, we didn't have two dining halls when I was there. I came back. I was like, what is the East Commons? What is I don't know what that is. So, yeah, I kind of got to experience both of it. I got to experience becoming West Georgia, the best West Georgia Wolves, because we used to be the West Georgia Braves, all the way to all the new fancy things they have now. They fancy up there now.
All the way up to us being D1 now.
Yeah, we D1 now. We fancy now.
You get ready for that. Huh?
I'm hoping to see a team full of Trey shoes on the court.
You can't tell us
send them
nothing.
Adidas.
Oh, listen to you.
Can't tell us nothing, Greg.
Got the Adidas contract. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So you guys are going to be everybody's homecoming match.
Why you had to put it like that,
I can't
that,
wait. Oh, no. I can't wait to get our team kicked in by UGA. I'm going to be front and center.
He gave me that snarl. You know, he gave me that. So I just had to remind him. Your first year.
I'm excited. I can't wait to get our teeth kicked in by UGA. Sign me up. I'm going to be the first one there.
Why is it that you can't wait to get your teeth kicked in, as you put it?
Sign me up. Hey, that's going to be a big game. It's going to be first little taste of D1. Now, we know exactly that, too.
But you know what? It also is going to bring, while we are probably going to get our teeth kicked in, it also brings exposure, which is the important thing to the university elevating in actuality.
You guys missed the biggest thing. It is a sense of pride that you will have.
Yeah.
Win or lose, which is going to be a loss, you are there on the big stage.
Yeah.
Finally. So that's what you got.
The visibility.
I can even see that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be proud because of Sam and now you two want to watch it. And at halftime, when they're up by double digits, I'll go get something to eat and come back.
Look, I knew the D1 announcement was huge when they got L. Duncan to do the forward. I was like, well, how y'all get a hold of L? We need a picture of her in the media department at this point.
We do.
She's from downstairs.
We know.
You know, she's
shout out.
Yeah, downstairs and then round the corner and when she started.
And now she's the face of the W right now, media wise.
Here in town?
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan and
Ryan.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Another West Georgia.
Two live stews. Shout out to Ryan.
I think it's safe to say that West Georgia produces some of the best broadcasters out there.
I mean, how can you argue with that? Ryan Cameron is a legend in this city. Elton Duncan has become the media face of the WNBA. I mean,
Sam Crenshaw, and then look
Sam
at us.
Crenshaw is Sam Crenshaw. And we just following right behind.
We're just right behind them.
Little Sam Crenshaw disciples.
If West Georgia can become the Central Michigan of broadcasting schools,
yeah, man,
that's because they're the cornerstone. They're considered the cornerstone. Yeah. But if you guys can take that over, God bless you.
We're working on it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Working hard, diligently.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've been
shout out to Sean and Michael out there.
Yeah, listen. I played that Cyndi Lauper. We came back with that. Cyndi announced that she's going to shut it down this year. Cyndi Lauper is going to retire.
Are we doing a farewell tour, though?
She's finishing the tour. After this tour, she is going to enjoy retirement.
She should.
She's too hard out there for her. But, she's got a medical situation. In fact, she does commercials for it. I can't remember what it is, but she's got a situation. But here's my question to you two. And obviously, it's sports-related, but what was the first time you saw Cyndi Lauper? You can remember seeing Cyndi Lauper. Because when I was introduced to her, I was baffled.
WWE?
Well, I want to see what Dylan, because again, this is a 28-year-old. I want to get his perspective. Because,
was she in a movie?
She might have been, but that's... So you actually are reaching. It's not the music that got you with Cyndi first. It was something else.
The first time I was exposed to her was this song. Okay. But, physically seeing her, I think I saw her in a movie. I can't remember which one, but
okay, she's done a number of projects. What happened for me was when she popped in the 80s and she was putting her videos out, I had no idea who Captain Lou Albano was. I had no idea. I barely knew who Hulk Hogan was because I didn't follow wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
But she had those in her videos, and that was her world. And she introduced Captain Lou Albano. It's sort of like what Taylor Swift did for her fans, going, who's this dude Travis Kelce?
they thought that
Taylor Swift had and boosted Travis
right.
Without knowing. I didn't know who Lou Albano was. But he, if you're a wrestling fan, you knew who he was. And I barely knew who Hulk Hogan was. I really didn't. So that's where I was first introduced. And, of course, it was all about the videos back then. Everybody was popping with videos. And she was being introduced. And she looked different than everybody else. And I would rather have heard her then talk than sing. I could listen to Cyndi Lauper talk all day long with that accent of hers.
She should have had a podcast back
then,
huh?
She does have this particular high-pitched kind of.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It was incredible.
That's pretty good.
Her talking about when she did the We Are the World.
Yeah.
And Quincy came up and said, make this noise. I didn't know.
I'm not trying to make fun of her. She's got a very unique voice, and I could listen to her all day long. So anyway, she's shutting it down, but it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Cyndi Lauper. You guys, your thoughts on what we had last night in the city and when the next time we're going to see that here, meaning a big match that moves the needle, whether it's baseball or any other sport.
I got one for you. Easy enough. Next one is going to be, the very next one, because Caitlin is coming back
Atlanta. In August.
So there's that one. But the one besides that has to be when the Chiefs are here.
Yeah.
Patty Mahomes, Sunday Night Football on the big stage.
Now, what's the date of that one?
Oh, I have to look up
versus,
the date.
Versus Caitlin when she comes back.
Versus
that's
Caitlin.
August 26th.
Okay.
Yes.
So it'll be after that.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that'll be the next big thing where we have another big event because I think we'll get the same type of turnout that we got this first time around last night.
I think we're being somewhat short-sighted. And tell me, when we think about it, I'm probably right. Everybody on one side of the fence was paying attention to Caitlin. But that soccer match brought all manner and thousands of people to Mercedes-Benz who actually probably trumped twice the amount of people that came out to State Farm for this.
The people right. that went up to Kennesaw State just to see them drive through.
Yeah, that was that match brought.
That was insanity.
And the parking started on Friday. Because I was down here, and I was in Castleberry. Went over to Off the Hook. Carl and Maurice and all the boys out there, shout out to them. But I was over at Off the Hook, and the parking around that area had already started.
And let's think about this. If that was the turnout for Copa America, which is, don't get me wrong, huge in its own respect. But when we start talking about the World Cup,
yeah. right.
Can we think about how crazy it's going to be here for that?
Because it was looking like the Super Bowl this week. That's, I mean, they were outside saying. Of the Western, like
yes.
it was
yes.
like the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm sure there was somebody with a drone who took a picture over the area between State Farm and Mercedes-Benz last night. That's the picture I want to see. That's the one. So, listen, there's some shout-outs that need to go out here, and let's take a second, and I'm just doing this off the fly, and you guys jump in. Atlanta Police Department, everybody connected with law enforcement that had to deal with all of that last night. Who else am I missing out? The bus drivers.
All the LAZ parking people who have to officiate that and, you know, get people in and out of parking, and, man,
Mercedes-Benz and State Farm employees.
Yes.
Staff. See, you came in through the back door, right? You came in through the media entrance, Noel, so you didn't see all that outside, out front stuff.
Right, yeah. I missed all the gathering up front, which I really wanted to see because I know it was thick out there. I know it was like, had to feel like going to a playoff game. I mean, that thing was packed, y'all, out.
Literally two big events. And I think that we're selling it short and what was going on in Mercedes-Benz. Everybody was focusing on Caitlin and what's going on with the WNBA.
Right.
And that was the opening act
for
what was going on at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, but, and it's crazy because we saw this last summer musically with Janet Jackson and Taylor Swift having to butt up against each other.
That's a vision. Yeah. Hang on a second. Let's let that one sit for a second. Okay, go ahead. Well, you said it.
I mean...
You said it, I didn't say it.
But they were both in those two venues at the same time, and it was wild to see how packed the trains were. But it was great to see how efficient it all turned out to be.
Music Midtown is not going to happen this year. So who's coming to town that's going to move the needle, entertainment-wise?
Drake already came here. Otherwise, you know, your boy would say Drake. I'm a big Drake fan, if you haven't caught on by now.
Yeah, Drake already came.
Drake already came here. Who's coming again? I have to think. I know Gunna already came here. Who else is big that's going to come through? I have to look. Okay, I'm not sure who else.
Megan's already came through.
Megan's already came through.
I mean, I'm going to see Janet in a month.
I think even if you go to the countryside, I think Kenny Chesney had a show here.
Let me just help y'all out.
Help.
For purposes of our show, for Sam and Greg, the next biggest event coming to this city is in just a few weeks, and we will be front and center as Sam and I once again do our inaugural Peachtree Road Race broadcast from right downstairs at Colony Square.
Well, all right.
And that is the biggest, was it 10K in the country, 5K, 10K, long race anyway. We have it for you right here. It's the biggest thing, and it is the event of the summer here in Atlanta.
That's going to be a fun remote.
So Sam and I are always broadcasting, so we will see those of you. Chesley come down. He'll be up there on whatever they call it. Was it Hamburger Hill or something like that? Heart Attack Hill.
Our very own Abe Gordon will run by you.
He'll be running by. We saw Abe last year. We might have an in-race correspondent, so looking forward to that. Anyway, listen, Dylan.
We should mic him up like we do the NBA players.
We got to mic somebody up.
That would be funny. We need to find a way to mic up Abe. That would be hilarious.
You know, when you think about it, you're pretty right. I think about my boy Abe. We got to get out of here, Dylan.
We do.
Well, see, John Fricke's on next.
And we can't step on John Fricke's toes.
We can't have him yelling at Noel, telling me to shut up and quit trying to get people in the movies. So we got to get out of here. All right. Anyway, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Speaking for Mr. Crenshaw, thank you again. And listen, will you come back and do it again for us?
Just give me a call, and I'm there. Or shoot me a text, either one. But I got you.
Tell everybody where they can hear you.
Hear me Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., the Hometown Take, hosted by yours truly, Dylan Matthews. Again, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Also, you can hear me here and there on the morning shift. I executive produce that as well, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday. That's where you can hear me on a regular basis.
Having said that, Sam, and I'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 until 10. Noel, thank you as always. The rest of you, have yourself a wonderful day. Stay hydrated and as cool as you possibly can be. It's going to be a hot one out there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.